all of your projects.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield. Pete, we've got some special incentives for folks if they want to get a little work done on their car. You guys got a little incentive for them to do that, right?
Hey, you know what? The holidays are over, but we're still giving discounts down at Wheelway. There's many discounts off brakes, tires, alignments, whatever the issue with your car. You want to make sure it's roadworthy and you can trust it during this winter time.
All right. And if their service, if their work's over $100, you got a little extra discount for them too, right?
Yeah, you know what? 15% goes a long ways.
Yeah, it goes a long ways, whether it's an oil change, alignment, or from all the slipping and sliding they did from the recent snow we had. Maybe they need some new tires. You guys will set them up for you, right?
You finally find out right now. You didn't find out a couple months ago, yeah. But yes, there's many discounts off tires right now. Don't hesitate.
Find out real quick. They can always call down to Wheelway in Fifield. How can they reach you guys down there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call. They're ready for your call at 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467.
They'll take care of you. Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-838-4715 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-838-4715. That's 800-838-4715. What do you have to lose? Call 800-838-4715. Again, 800-838-4715.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New numbers out this morning on inflation. The Labor Department releasing the Consumer Price Index. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis takes a look.
In real terms, inflation is no longer surging. Typical family currently spending about $211 more a month versus a year ago. But it's when you look backwards to 2 years ago where you really see that difference. $605 more a month to 2 years ago. 3 years ago, you are still paying today about $1,000 more a month on the same goods and services.
The Senate this morning passing a $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. A small group of Republicans arguing that the U.S. should focus on its own problems before sending any money overseas. Having failed the first time to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, the House will again try today to get it done. Big snowstorm hitting the Northeast started as rain, but is now coming down as snow hard in New York City. Later, it'll move up through Boston. This is ABC News. Unions representing more than 100,000 flight attendants are planning on picketing today, protesting for better pay and more flexible schedules. Here's ABC's Lana Moise.
In a joint statement, they're vowing to fight corporate greed, saying our time on the job must be compensated. We need flexibility and control of our lives. Legacy sexism that traditionally devalued our jobs must be stamped out and replaced with the true value of our work.
Demonstrations not expected to affect any flights today. Police in Columbia raiding a house and finding 5 tons of cocaine inside. It was supposed to go to the U.S., all of it, total value over $150 million. And a scrolling through Facebook suddenly sounds like this. That means you have the latest version of the app on your phone. The idea to make scrolling more engaging. If you think it's just annoying, you can shut it off by going into the app settings, finding media, and shutting it off at App Sounds. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
7 News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Marshfield Clinic is expanding its labor and delivery facilities in Eau Claire. Marshfield says its obstetrics unit is going from 8 beds to 20. The expansion would mean jobs for some of the more than 1,400 people who are losing their jobs as two hospitals and several clinics in western Wisconsin are set to close. Governor Evers says conditions are getting better in Wisconsin prisons. Evers partially lifted lockdowns in November that had been in place in spring. Evers recently visited the state prison in Green Bay.
Is everything perfect there?
Absolutely not. Are people doing the best they can under the circumstances? Absolutely, yes.
Evers tells WISN-TV's Upfront that more people are training to be prison guards since the state raised their pay last summer. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-car Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with the drawing at 7:30. And the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Marquette looks to make it eight in a row. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles are on the road against Butler. The team learned now that they're moved up in the rankings to fifth in the nation. The Badgers, now ranked 20th, hope to snap a four-game losing streak when they host the Ohio State Buckeyes. NBA, the Bucks got another win, this time over the Denver Nuggets, 112-95, Giannis with 35 points. NFL, Super Bowl 58, the most watched event on television ever, 123.4 million viewers as the Chiefs beat the 49ers in overtime. I talked to former Badgers and Wisconsin native linebacker Leo Chanel, who forced a Christian McCaffrey fumble in the opening drive and blocked a PAT. Leo talked about Travis Kelce's speech to the team the night before the game.
You know, to see how emotional Travis was, like, you could see in his eyes, like, he wants it, man. Like, you can't say it anymore how much you want it with what he was giving us and how much emotion he was showing. It was awesome.
That's Chiefs linebacker Leo Chanel with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
All right, Tuesday mornings we take time to talk about our area high school sports teams, and we've got head coach of the Logger, Phillips Logger wrestling team, Tim Brown, with us. Tim, how you doing?
Good. Good.
Good to hear from you. We had regionals this past week. Always an exciting time for our wrestlers, and we got, looks like, what, four of the Logger wrestlers through to sectionals. Is that right, Coach?
Yes, we have four.
All right. Talk about the season, first of all. Looks like you've had pretty good numbers. You're filling a lot of the weight classes, so that's always a number one priority for a coach. But talk about how the season went for you.
Well, it was actually kind of an interesting season because we had a group of kids that had actually never seen a wrestling match before. You know, we're used to kind of focusing on the kids that have at least gone through a middle school program. And so we mixed them in with some kids that had quite a bit of experience. And we had several exciting dual meets that we just fell short in. And then kind of the dual meet season kind of closed with a win over Rhinelander at the as our last dual meet. So it was an interesting year because we had kids like Daniel Adamitis and Ethan Upson and Jason McMillan, who had wrestled from little kids on, and we had kids like Trent Swickla, who Frankie Lenz, who said, hey, I'm going to try this sport as a junior in high school.
Uh-huh. That makes it extra challenging for a coach, doesn't it? There's a lot of things for the kids to absorb when they join late like that.
Yes, it is. And, you know, a lot of it depends on how your older kids respond to it, because we just have a great group of experienced kids, and so they stepped up and did their job to help those not so experienced kids.
Yeah. Well, when you get into regionals like you did last Saturday, obviously sometimes you get some regionals where it's just loaded in your weight class for whatever reason that year, and others not so much. So let's talk a little bit about the four that advance on. JJ, first of all, at 126, a regional champ. He's been pretty solid for you for a while, hasn't he?
Yes, and he's one that he's put a lot of work in. Did some trips, you know, last spring over to Merrill. There's Coach Arneson over there does some Olympic-style wrestling, and he just gets some extra work in and get to work with some other kids. Hard worker, 28-11 record, you know, and that's in a very solid weight class. It was nice to see him get that regional title because that now with the super regionals, which is two regionals combined, the first place ends up wrestling a fourth place. But that's not always, it's not always advantageous. So JJ will be wrestling a young man from Marathon that he's wrestled three times this year. And he's fell short three times, but two were overtime matches. So So he's got incentive, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right, 132. We got Jason McMillan. You got to finish in the top four, and he just slid in there to make it to sectionals.
Yeah, he saved his best match of the season for the first round. He came in as the number 7 seed and wrestled the number 2 seed, and Jason has a habit of trying to head throw everybody in, and he decided that he was going to shoot a normal single leg takedown and shot a takedown and controlled the kid and put him on his back and pinned him, and basically that sent him on his way. So, yeah, there's another one that's a senior that's been in the program for a while. So,
all right. Yeah, 144. We had Daniel Adamitis, who lost out to win the championship but finished second to advance on.
Yeah, so Daniel's, I believe, 38 and 5 right now. He's had an outstanding season. He struggled a little bit Saturday. He had a very close 2-0 match that he won and then lost in the finals and just fell behind and couldn't catch up. And he's been, I don't know, whatever sickness has gone through our team, it decided to hit him at the end of the season. And we're just hoping that we can have him close to 100% by Saturday and ready to go.
Yeah. 160.
But he's had a great season.
Yeah, 165. Your fourth qualifier was Ethan Upson, a regional champ to advance on.
Yes, and Ethan's one that, he had this strange habit of not, I think he got so nervous in his matches that he'd kind of forget to breathe. I know it's kind of common with sprinters, and so we'd half the season we spent telling him, breathe, Ethan, breathe. Well, he's kind of figured it out, and he's wrestled very, very well since Christmas. So he's going in with record of 30-6 right now. So.
Yeah, I was going to say 30-6. You get to that 30 win mark, Coach. That's a pretty nice season individually, isn't it?
Yeah. That's kind of, with the number of matches they have. We used to say years ago they had a lot less matches. You hit the 20 win mark, that's a very good season. But now it's kind of moved up to that 30 win mark because they're over 40 matches now. So.
Right. And wrestling, as you know, Coach, you've been wrestling for a few years. We won't say how many. It's changed. I mean, the number of dual matches you have is just very minimal, and now it's all about the bigger tournaments and Saturdays, which I don't know, is that good or bad? I don't know.
Well, there's good and bad both to it. I look at the dual meet format is very exciting for the fans, but what's gone on is so many schools like us and Shawamigan and like every rural school pretty much in our area has lost numbers. So it's very hard to fill weight classes because there's only so many kids. And so everybody's numbers are down. If we had 30 kids out when we had 400 kids, well, we're at 15 right now with 200 kids in our school. And so now it's the bigger tournaments. They want to make sure everybody gets their matches in. And if it is duels, typically it's going to be a multi-duel. So at least you don't drive all the way over, let's say, from Rhinelander to watch your kid get a forfeit.
Yeah.
So you set up as many dual meets as you can in the evening. So the good part is they get more matches, and the more matches you get, the more competitive matches you get. And I guess the downside is we've kind of lost a little bit of the excitement of the dual meets that we had and the home meets. So we end up with not as many home meets.
Yeah, because you're traveling to the big invites at various schools. You mentioned super regional. How has that changed, or describe how that works now?
Okay, so what they did is they combined. It used to be a regional would be set up in an eight-man format, the brackets would be. And the top team would go on to team sectionals. And what was happening is since the top three go out of sectionals to our top three go from sectionals to state tournament, in the regionals, the top two go on. So you'd see, like a few years ago, we had Brad Halmstead and Bayfield had Zach Englund and Vollendorf boy from Ladysmith. All three of those are in the same regional, and they're all good enough to place in the state tournament. Only two are able to go on to the sectional. So now four go on from the super regional, individuals. And then out of those four, you got eight in the sectionals, and the top three from that sectional then will go on to the state meet.
Yeah, it just leaves room for, it's more of a true way to get the best wrestlers to state, right?
Yes, yes. You're not leaving a state place winning caliber kid at home.
Yeah.
Unless they had a bad day. But in the old format, they could stay home, be the third best kid in the state possibly, and be left home in the regional.
Yeah. So where are we going to this Saturday for the sectional, Coach?
We're going down to Edgar.
All right. Edgar will be the host site for that. And so they need to finish in the top three in their weight class out of the eight that are there to advance on.
Yes.
All right. All right. Who do you have helping you out this year? I know you can't do this alone, Coach.
Oh, Joe Grapp and I have been co-head coaching for the last several years. Joe does a fantastic job. I mean, he's like half my age, maybe more, maybe less than half my age. But he's so good at showing kids technique and moves, and he's a product of our program. A very good wrestler when he was in high school. Was able to come back home, which is always nice because we don't get a whole lot of them to come back. So Joe's cool coach. We've had a few alumni stop up once in a while that are also working with our youth program and stuff. Like we get to see Casey Williams once in a while this year, and Garrett Delasky, and I got to make sure I say the right name because there's like three M kids, Matthias Hoagland, and Isaiah Upson comes up once in a while. So it's always good to have just a good a young adult come up and work with the kids also.
Yeah.
Even if it's just for a couple of practices.
Yeah, and then these guys can find out how old they really are when they walk away from that mat and say, I don't know if I can do this anymore.
Yeah, that's what I hear from them. And it's like, you don't even know, you know?
We've seen you, Coach, you've seen some pretty darn good wrestlers come through this, not only Phillips, but Park Falls, in your many years of coaching. And sometimes you must just take a moment, I would guess, to reflect back on some of the great athletes that you've seen come through these programs.
Yeah, it's been kind of a privilege, I guess, is the best way to put it, to work with the athletes that we've had, you know, and then you get to see even the kids that maybe weren't so successful on the mat, you get to see them have success in life with some of the skills that they've learned, you know, through, you know, whether it be teamwork or leadership or just coming back from failure, even, you know, to set goals. And it's always good. It's always good to hear back from kids, you know, and those kids might be like 50 years old now. So,
and it's got to be fun to see them, like you said, come back, help with your practices, wrestle against kids, and see the kids you coach now coaching those kids, giving them tips, right?
Yeah. A kid I forgot to mention, Sawyer Desitel, you know, he was my son's age, and he's back in the community, which is awesome, with his fork. He's got two boys, two girls back in the community, and he's also come up and helped a little bit, and he's helping with our youth program. And, you know, that's when it's really cool, is when you get people to come back and bring their kids back.
Yeah. Well, it's great to have Sawyer back. I don't know about having his dad, Jude, back. I'm not sure if that's a good thing, but no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I love Jude. Good guy. All right, Coach. Well, good.
I forgot to mention something.
Yeah.
I don't know why bringing up Jude brought this up. No, I didn't really forget. I just had it on my list. So the girls actually wrestle. They just go straight to sectionals, and then every sectional in the state, there's no divisions yet in the girls program. So we have Journey Wood will be wrestling in the sectional. So at probably the 114-pound weight class.
Okay, and that'll be this Saturday at Edgar also?
Yes.
Okay,
yep.
All right. Well, we wish the best to her. I know she has been wrestling for a few years, right?
Yep, since she's been wrestling since at least middle school.
Yeah, all right. Well, good luck to Journey also.
Yeah.
All right, good luck to you and the crew down in Edgar on Saturday, Coach. We appreciate you taking time to join us.
Thanks, Joel. Appreciate you interviewing me.
You betcha, Tim. Tim Brownie's head coach, along with Mr. Grappa there in Phillips, the Phillips Wrestling Program. Now, they've got four wrestlers going on, and Shawmigan has Ethan Upson at 120 pounds going on, and Gregory Morgan at 175 pounds. So six wrestlers total from Phillips and Shawmigan Wrestling in Edgar. Need to finish in the top three to advance on to the state tournament, and that's going on this Saturday.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high right around 32 this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, down to 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high of 40 with a little light rain and snow possible Wednesday night. Accumulation will be light Thursday, sunshine cooler, high of 29. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
Brand new country. We'll get a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Q Country.
Driving through town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. Traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. While in my four-year-old said a four-letter word, it started with S, and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that?
You say me the trouble, too bad that it is false.
Country.
Bucks back on the air tonight. They're going back to back here after a home win over a good Denver Nuggets team last night. They'll take on the Miami Heat. 6:30 broadcast time, 7 o'clock will be the tap right here. Open house tomorrow. The local Northwest Wisconsin SEP office is doing a open house tomorrow. You can connect with Park Falls Job Center staff from the SEP. So if that's something that is something that interests you, they're having it at the Plaza at 1157 South 4th Avenue, Park Falls. And that is happening tomorrow, starting at, with a ribbon cutting, actually, at 11 a.m. And they'll be around there from 10 until 2. Well, the wait pursuant to Wisconsin, I'm just going to read. It's a bunch of jargon, but I get in trouble when I don't read it. Pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 349.16, emergency weight limit restrictions on Price County highways will expire effective Thursday, February 15th at 9 a.m. If conditions warrant, the weight limit limitations could be imposed with short notice. And you can watch. Stay informed is what we're saying. Because it's been a bizarre, bizarre winter. But they're going to, that effective Thursday, contact your local Price County Highway Department if you have any questions about that. They've got some other conditions like County Highway A from US 8 to Prentice and the Village of Prentice. They will remain posted at 6 tons per axle. And there's, if you're in that business, you know, you stay informed. Just want to make sure you know what's happening. What's happening with that. What else here? Blood supplies are low. Red Cross. Communities are urged to give blood. You can go to communityblood.org. You can go to redcrossblood.org and find out where blood drives are happening. So if you're able, we certainly would encourage you to give blood. Community reminders just for you from 98Q Country.
Celebrate your love at the Park Falls Family Restaurant this Valentine's Day. Indulge our dinner for two with mouth-watering options like ribeye, New York strip, T-bone steaks paired with lobster and jumbo shrimp. Serve your choice of potato, soup, or salad. Top it all off with a complimentary slice of pie. Join us from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Valentine's Day at Park Falls Family Restaurant, located on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much. We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Sign Studio and Print Shop in Phillips. Whether you're starting a business or have an established business, let us help you create the look that will anchor your business. Also, get all of your logo team wear here.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
Because I like the station.
Because they're the best radio station.
I love the music. I love everything.
98Q Country.
Little get me gone. Hold on. We both know that road's
Just a little bit here. Did you see where the Super Bowl, this one we thought the NFL couldn't get any bigger. I mean, the NFL is, they're writing their own checks. They're printing their own money right now. And by the way, before I tell you about this, a little bit of a warning. There's things in the mix right now that are seriously going to change the way that you watch, not just the NFL, but sports. There are the online streaming companies that are, they want in. They want in on the NFL, and the NFL is going to sell to the highest bidder. And you're going to see football soon disappear off of free TV. And you're going to see the Super Bowl go behind a paywall eventually in a few years. It's a progression that's just easing in. Next year, There's going to be one playoff game next year that's going to be on Amazon Prime. So that's behind a paywall right there. I'm sure Peacock is probably going to get into this too. But the NFL, they have the most popular sport in the country, and they will continue to sell it that way. Understandably. The listener or the viewer is going to have to pay for it. Unless you listen to the game right here, of course. As far we haven't, can we figure out a way to put 98Q Country behind a paywall? I don't know if we can do that or not. Quiet, Joel. The Super Bowl was watched by 123 million viewers. That is the most watched. Listen to this. Super Bowl, Sunday. It was the most watched TV broadcast since we landed on the moon in 1969. That drew 150 million people. Taylor Swift almost was as interesting as landing on the moon. 123 million. Not too shabby for the Super Bowl.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Today is the day to get prepared for a successful retirement. Tune in Tuesday mornings at 8:45 to hear Matt Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants in Medford give you guided information to a sound and balanced plan. Or call Matt direct at 715-748-3231. Pioneer Financial Consultants. You come first with sophisticated financial strategies, making your investment goals a reality. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc., WFS, member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referred to here are independent of Osaic Wealth. Logger United Booster Club is proudly sponsored by Prevail Bank.
Prevail Bank believes your financial goals deserve attention. Pursue what's possible. Contact a Prevail banker in Phillips today. They go the extra mile for their customers.
Prevail Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
They play the best music, and it's not always the same. They play a variety. It's always the best music.
98Q Country.
Been thinking.
online at 98qcountry.com.
Four, let's do it. Our final throwball, snowball throw today, or whatever you want to call it. $25 gift certificates. How about that? Caller four, we're going to give you a chance to play and win next. 715-762-3221.
Shop can't-miss deals on appliances this President's Day at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $75 on every $750 you spend on all major appliances, like LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances. Shop in-store or online for more deals you can't beat. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 228. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their minds in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutters.com for a quote. Let's do it. We are so due for a winner. 4 out of 5 losers so far. So the percentages are going to catch up. Who do we got on the line with us here?
This is Ann.
All right, Ann. Here we go. You're going to break the spell. Here we go. Let's do what we got here, Ann. Please. All right. Looks like Northern Lights Inn in the Lanes is going to be the one you're shooting for. $25 and, oh, 4 out of 5 have not been successful, and no pressure at all. Which one, Gunner A or Gunner B, Ann?
Let's stick with A,
she says. All right, let's see if that's the one. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Jack Frost. We're going to have a little fun.
Okay, who threw that?
Free for all! Yeah! Yes!
Now for some real fun. Let's go, shall we?
Oh, no. You missed me!
And there's something in the air. I don't know what it is.
Wow.
Well, the percentages will catch up. It might take till like July, but we'll get to it, okay? Thank you, Ann. Appreciate it very much. Oh, just, can I need to have a staff meeting. I have no control over this. If I had control over this, everybody would just be, I'd just make everybody a winner. But I can't do that. I have to follow what they get. So let me just, let's see, we've played 25 times now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. So 10 out of the 25 times we have had winners. I guess that's not crazy. We'll get 2 or 3 in a row. It'll all even out here eventually. We'll do it again tomorrow. Still a lot of $25 gift certificates to be given away. Our participating sponsors, Around the Corner Pub in Mercer, The Big Dipper, Cabin Creation, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Decor to Adore, Fraser Mercantile in Catawba, Ross's Sports Shop, those are all gone great. Northern Motel in the Wolf's Den in Mercer, Jack's Corner Bar, Northern Lights in the Lanes, Oh Dear Nutrition, Panasia Oriental Market, Patchouli Garden, Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, Gift Chamber Bucks, Park Falls Family Restaurant, Leisure City in Woodruff, and BC Auto Repair in Prentice. We'll do it all again tomorrow morning a couple more times. And chances for you to be a winner. We got Bucks basketball back on the air tonight. I think they got it straightened out now. I'm not sure. Did Lillard play last night? I didn't watch the game. I'm assuming he probably did because that was a pretty good Denver team that they beat. So Bucks got it squared away. I think they'll be all right. 6:30 tonight, we'll have them on the air. We have a little break of our high school coverage. We will have coverage of basketball next week with tournaments and such like that. I hope your Tuesday is good. Tuesday. Tomorrow is Wednesday, right? Wednesday, it's Valentine's Day, Joel. Oh, boy. And we have Reality Radio. We'll have Craig in from Bader Sports Center. Anybody else going to make their way in? We'll see what else happens tomorrow morning. John St. John's in next. Gray will be in from 2 to 6:30. Then it's Bucks basketball.
Towing in Hayward takes this special time to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform who are standing tall for freedom around the world. Let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and our letters from home. Their efforts will keep America strong. This message coming to you from Gary, his family, and all the staff of Roadrunner Towing in Hayward. Serving our area with quality and pride. For 24-hour a day on and off-road towing, call 634-3429. That's 634-3429 for Roadrunner Towing.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Sponsored by Armstrong Pharmaceuticals.
Hey folks, it's time to get fired up. Freeze Firewood and Phillips is starting their winter firewood sale. It's on now through March 1st. This is the best time to stock up for all of your 2024 firewood needs. From the camping wood to heating, they take pride in top-notch customer service and are happy to be your premier firewood supplier of the Northwoods. Call 715-567-0616 or see Freeze Firewood on Facebook. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. More clouds than sun today and a touch cooler as high temperatures only climb to the low 30s. We'll stay stuck under mostly cloudy skies tomorrow as highs spike to near 40. You'll love the warmth for Valentine's Day, but if you have late night plans, keep in mind snow moves in at night. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
On air, online, on the app.
You can listen anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, you can listen anywhere, anytime.
98Q Country.
She grew up around here on the southwest side where the corn grows up to the roadside. Went to high school here, got the Panther pride. She'll be cheering them on every Friday night. She couldn't hide her beauty with a baseball cap. Couldn't help but shine with a heart like that. New York called when she turned 21. But she never forgot where she came from. I need a pale ale.
She gives